General surgery really encompasses a wide variety of procedures, all of which are near and dear to our guest's heart. In this episode of Biopods, we will be exploring general and robotic surgeries. I'm your host, Caitlin White. In this BayCare Medical Group physician interview, we're talking with general surgeon, Dr. Lourdes Peláez Echevarria. Well, doctor, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'd love to start with your connection to Florida. Growing up in the state and being here still, what do you love about being in Florida?
I don't have to shovel snow. Well, I did my residency in New Jersey and I lived in Indiana, so I have experienced northern climates and love being in Florida and love, we're in the Tampa Bay area now, so this area is just beautiful. The Gulf waters, Florida's beautiful.
Absolutely. I hear that. Well, tell us about how you got into your field. Why robotic surgery?
It is the wave of the future, right? It is how we are going to be doing surgery in the future. And I didn't want to become obsolete as a surgeon. I wanted to grow with the field. And that's the way to grow with the field. We have to keep up with the technology. We have to keep up with the novelties. It's not just a novelty. It actually makes me a better surgeon.
General surgery, robotic surgery obviously covers a lot of different surgeries. So are there any that you specialize in or any that you like a favorite or that you prefer doing?
So I love doing colon surgeries, colorectal surgeries, and I also love doing hernias like hiatal hernias and all the other like the inguinal hernias. Those I think are the things I enjoy doing the most.
What specifically about those that really draw you in?
Well, with the colorectal surgeries, it's very intricate. It's not an easy surgery to do. And, I like a challenge. I've always been one of those sort of overachievers. I always wanted to go above and beyond. And colorectal surgery done with the robot is not easy. I always tell people that surgery is kind of like watching ice skaters at the Olympics. So you see these ice skaters and they're just gliding across the floor and, they do the triple axel and land it beautifully. And it's just all very graceful and very nice and pretty and beautiful. You see a surgeon that's been doing surgery like I have for 20 plus years. And you see me doing it on the robot and it's nice and it's pretty and it's beautiful. versus some new kid that just graduated. It's not as nice, not as pretty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is so funny. Well, kind of on this topic, besides your general love of Florida, what drew you to working at BayCare and working in this community?
Because I lived in this area before, I was familiar with the BayCare name and the reputation and wanted to be a part of that. And when the previous vice president for, I don't remember his exact title now, but he was a friend of mine who's a surgeon. He reached out and said, hey, we need a surgeon over here. And at the time I was living in Indiana, I was like, oh yeah, I want to come back. Absolutely. He didn't have to ask twice. Mm-hmm. So here I am.
Well, one question I love to ask our guests is, what is your philosophy of care? What would you want your patients to know about how you kind of approach your work and come in every day?
That's a great question. Well, my philosophy is I think every patient should be treated individually. There is not a one-size-fits-all kind of medicine. Mm-hmm. Everyone's different. They're all humans. And I'm going to treat them the way I would want me to be treated or one of my loved ones to be treated.
Well, a bit off the professional side, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do for fun? A little bit about your family or hobbies outside work? Just some fun facts that patients might not know about you.
So let's see. We have 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a partridge and a pear tree. The kids are actually all teenagers, so they're older. They give me the teenage headaches that come along.
Of course.
They're good kids. I can't complain. And so I like enjoy spending time with them and the family. And also we just recently, over the last couple of years, got into boating. And because I have teenagers, we got them some jet skis. So we spend a lot of time on the water, enjoy, you know, the Gulf. And a lot of our time is spent outdoors, you know, doing water type things.
Well, when there's no snow, you got to spend that time outside.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd love to know also a little bit about your Cuban heritage. I'm reading that you and your husband are really into dancing.
Oh, yeah. We love to dance. We love to, well, salsa and merengue are really our favorites. We do a little bachata, a little cha-cha-cha also, but mostly salsa and merengue. That's what we enjoy. And we do. We love to dance. We met dancing, and we've been dancing for over 30 years now. So, yep.
Oh, my God. You love to hear it. Well, wrapping up here, Doctor, tell us about what you're looking forward to, both professionally or personally. I know that you're getting the bariatrics program going at BayCare.
Yes. So we are one of many different hospitals that BayCare has where bariatrics is offered. But I think we are the first site that has BayCare medical group surgeons that are leading the charge. And we're excited about that because the hospital and BayCare, they're all in and they're very helpful getting this off the ground. And we already have a few patients that are working toward their goals so that we can get them the help that they need.
Well, thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us right out of surgery. We really appreciate your time. And thank you for listening to Biopods. For more information on our guest, you can visit drlourdespelaez.org. This has been Biopods. I'm your host, Caitlin White.